I'm Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KBCR. Thanks for listening. Today on the program, we'll meet Mark Davis, who is the Senior Vice President of the Boys and Girls Club Greater Redlands Riverside, and hear about the many activities that are taking place in their club, plus talk about their big upcoming event, Chocolate Fantasy, on February 10th. Then we'll learn about the Main Street Theater Company at the Lewis Family Playhouse in Rancho Cucamonga, where the production of Oh Freedom is being performed for audiences of all ages. It's all ahead on Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez after the news.
Support for Lifestyles on KVCR comes from Dr. Ingrid Trinkle in Redlands, providing medical and cosmetic dermatology, including PicoA laser treatments for tattoo removal. Information and a list of services online at clearmyink.com.
This is Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. Mark Davis is the Senior Vice President for the Boys and Girls Club Greater Redlands Riverside. He's been with the club for 10 years, and prior to his current home, he spent 10 years with Temecula and Palm Springs Boys and Girls Club. I started our conversation asking him to share the different cities that they serve in the Inland Empire.
Our particular Boys and Girls Club covers 10 communities out in the Inland Empire. The communities are in Redlands, Loma Linda, Mentone, San Bernardino. We go as far as Victorville, Corona, Ranch Cucamonga, Alta Loma, and Moreno Valley.
That's a pretty wide area that you're covering. Tell me, what are some of the programs that you have?
Boys and Girls Club as a whole offers a gamut of different programs altogether. But one of the biggest things as an organization is the things that we do is we cover three different priority outcomes, which is academic success, which all of our Boys and Girls Clubs do, because we have each kid sit down for about an hour and do homework. And the goal there is to graduate from high school, ready for college, trade school, military, or employment for Boys and Girls Club. Another one of the pillars itself is good character and citizenship. We want kids to be engaged in citizenship in the community, register to vote, get involved, and just be good stewards of the community itself. And then we have healthy lifestyles, which is another one of our pillars itself. You know, it's basically just teaching kids about health, healthy lifestyles, healthy living, healthy diet, and exercise itself.
All right. Well, let's break those down just a little bit. Is the academic success taking place in all the locations?
Yes. All of our locations do some type of academic success, whether it be a bright spot for reading, which helps kids in reading itself, whether it be kids doing power hour, which they sit down for an hour and do their homework, you know, whether it be college bound, where we take teens to different colleges and universities and explore different careers. So academic success is a gamut of educational type of area itself for all the clubs.
So would it be fair to say that the clubs offer more of an after-school program? So they're in the school during the daytime, and then after school they have a place to go and work on academic success, or just have a place to go?
All of our clubs are open from 2 to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, occasionally on Saturday. And then we offer services to families also during spring break, winter camp, summertime. And so we offer services from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday during the breaks when parents actually have to work.
How big is the staff that you have to run all these programs?
Our total staff makeup is about 260 staff members altogether, but we wouldn't be able to do our job because we're talking 3,800 kids that we see a day and 5,000 kids that we have registered with the Boys and Girls Club. And so we have tons and tons of volunteers that come in and get involved in the Boys and Girls Club to be able to make our job a lot easier.
How many of those employees are really working with the kids? Probably the greater part.
Yes, the greater part. We have close to 15 full-time staff members, and the rest of our staff happen to be part-time college kids that are going to college, mm-hmm. that are wanting to be teachers or going to social work of some type to work with kids themselves.
Now, I know your headquarters, in essence, is in Redlands, but you do serve so many areas. Have you always served all the areas, or did you just start out serving Redlands?
Initially, 50 years ago, it was only Redlands, you know, probably about 10 years ago, we started branching out to other communities because of the fact that we realized there was a need out in the Inland Empire. And our Boys and Girls Club goes where there is a need, you know. The best part is that we want kids to have a safe place to be able to go and parents to feel comfortable having their kids go to a place where they know that there's activities for the kids to get involved in. 2017, we celebrated our 50th anniversary in Boys and Girls Club itself, you know. So we've been in existence for 50 years in the community of the Inland Empire.
Are there other Boys and Girls Club in the Inland Empire?
Yes, there's a club out in Fontana, Banning, Beaumont, Southwest County, which is in Temecula. And then the next club that would be is Yucaipa. And if you're interested in finding out where those locations are, you're more than welcome to give us a call and we can direct you to the right direction.
How do parents get their children involved if they either are new to the area or have never heard of the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, one of the greatest things, people ask, how much does this cost? It only costs $25 a year to be able to come to the Boys and Girls Club. You know, you can't find that deal anywhere that you go to. And if you're interested in coming to the Boys and Girls Club, you can easily just sign up, you know. One of the phone numbers, if you're interested in administrative office, is 1-888-822-6535, and we'll direct you to the location of where your kids live and where your home is or whatever the case it is. They'll give you a membership application and your child can start coming to the Boys and Girls Club as well. We do offer transportation. There's parents that actually bring their kids to the club. We're also in public housing sites as well and we're on school sites as well.
Let's talk about the age range of students.
We start at age 5 years of age and we go up to actually 18 as long as they're in high school.
And so obviously the programs would look a little different of what you have from the little kids to the teens. Tell me about some of the teen programs and some of the teens that have been in your program.
We've got some great stories when it comes down to our teens itself, you know, and some of the programs that we offer. You know, we do a lot of STEM different projects for the kids in College Bound, mock interviews with a lot of different corporations. We took a bunch of teens to a military base where they got to see a bunch of different training helicopters itself, you know, because we want to expose teens to many different avenues and give them a plan for the future. And we have first-time experiences where, you know, when San Bernardino didn't have a movie theater, we took kids to a movie theater, and we got a thank you from a high school kid that had never been to the movie theater at all, and he was 17 years of age. So there's a lot of first-time experiences that we offer to teens themselves, you know. Education is a really big thing that we do, you know, but we want recreational things for kids as well. But another thing that's coming up is our spring day camp for parents that need to be able to have their kids go to a place all day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So when school is out, you have a place for the children to go.
Yes, that's correct. Our Junior Olympics, which is April 6th, Day for Kids, which is September 5th, and one more is our Boys and Girls Club Week, which is a culmination of all different type of activities and services that we offer, and that's April 9th through the 14th.
We've been speaking with Mark Davis. He's the Senior VP of the Boys and Girls Club Greater Redlands Riverside. What are the different avenues for volunteering?
The biggest thing is, as a volunteer and even as a staff member, if someone's interested, is that everyone has to go through a background check process, you know, because in these times, you know, working with kids, everyone needs to go through a background check process.
Sure.
And that takes 7 to 10 business days. And so once you go through that background check process, there's an application as well. And you can fill out the application and it kind of lists the things that you might be interested in getting involved in, from music to arts to technology, because those are some of the programs that we offer at the Boys and Girls Club. And if you're interested in volunteering and getting involved in some type of way, you're more than welcome.
What other type of volunteer projects do you have?
We have all different types of volunteer projects. There's one-day events, such as our Chocolate Fantasy, which is February 10th, which is a fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club. It's one of our biggest fundraisers itself. So we're always looking for people to come in and help out. Or there's one-day events, such as Junior Olympics, where it's sports, where we bring kids from all over our different locations, and we do this fun type of atmosphere where Junior Olympics. The other one-day events, just as Day for Kids, which happens in September. We offer a volunteer calendar as well, and you can see that volunteer calendar on bgcie.org or begreatie.org.
Now, I know that fundraising is a big part of it, and you have talked briefly about your big event that you have going on in February. But let's go more into detail about your Chocolate Fantasy event. That's been going on for quite some time. Share what that is.
Wow, our Chocolate Fantasy is an amazing event. You can't imagine. It's everything that has to do with chocolate. I mean, you're dealing with different type of foods that have some type of chocolate blend itself. It's a great opportunity also that if you're looking for dancing, you know, you would like to take your wife or your significant other to an opportunity to celebrate Valentine's Day, you know, and you want to be able to just have a good time in a safe environment, you know, it's the place to be. And it happens to be in Redlands, and it's on February 10th. Tickets are $100 per person or $140 for a golden ticket, and that includes a reserved seating and wine tasting. If you're interested, please contact the Boys and Girls Club because it's a great event altogether.
It is. I've attended it numerous times, and there's usually plenty to eat, definitely plenty of chocolate for sure. You also have a silent auction. It's pretty intense. It's not just a few things. It's a lot of things.
There is a lot of things. You know, this year they're auctioning off a trip to Paris, and there's a few other items that they'll be auctioning off as well.
I know they usually auction off angel tickets, and they're good seats,
yeah,
I must say.
They're great seats, yeah, that's right.
Mark, why are you working with the Boys and Girls Club? I know you have a teaching background. Why did you end up here?
You know, it's funny you ask that question. You know, I constantly tell people I have one of the best jobs in the world. You know, when you see a child or a teen walking through those doors, you know, and they've got this big smile on their face. And you know you're making a difference in their lives when all of a sudden they become adults and they're productive and they're working or they're going to college, you know, or they're getting involved in their community, being politicians. It shows you that, you know, you had some little piece in that particular person's life and you made a change and you made impact in that kid's life. And so that's why I'm here, and I've been doing it for almost 20 years, and I wouldn't change my career for nothing in the world.
I'm sure hundreds of success stories of individuals that participated in the Boys and Girls Club growing up. I know there's many celebrities that have done it and have gone on to give back to the Boys and Girls Club. Are there any stories that you can think of individuals that have gone through your organization and either have gone on to do some super cool things or that you're quite proud of?
Yes. There was a young man that went to one of our locations in San Bernardino, and he actually was the first person in his family to go off to college, and he went to Cal State San Bernardino, and he actually got a chance to be able to go to D.C. He's interested in becoming a politician, becoming a lawyer, and he actually did a congressional internship out in D.C. for a couple of months, and he got a chance to meet Congressman Pete Aguilar. He also got a chance to meet actor Danny Trujillo. He is a major success story because he was his first generation to be able to go to college, lived in public housing, academically solid, and he's doing really, really well.
Wow, that's great. So the Boys and Girls Club is making a difference in our community. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate hearing about the Boys and Girls Club, Greater Redlands Riverside.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
That was Mark Davis with the Boys and Girls Club, Greater Redlands Riverside. They're hosting their big fundraiser just in time for Valentine's Day. It's a Chocolate Fantasy event on February 10th at the Mitten Building in Redlands. Coming up, I'll talk with Murray Heppner, the producer of Oh Freedom, coming to the Lewis Family Playhouse in Rancho Cucamonga. You're listening to Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. Murray Heppner has been the artistic director-producer of the Main Street Theater Company since its inception in 2006. Before that, she spent many years working on Broadway, off-Broadway, and with regional theater. Clearly, she has a love for the theater. For those of us that may not know about Main Street Theater Company, share a little bit about what it is, and then we'll talk about your upcoming production.
So the Main Street Theater Company is the professional theater for young audiences company at the Lewis Family Playhouse, where an equity theater company, and what we do is plays and musicals geared for young people, so kids as young as 4, and we do shows usually up to middle school.
Share some of the productions that have gone on that you've been involved in.
Yes, so we've been around for 12 years. This is our 12th season. Earlier this season, we did a production of Roald Dahl's The Witches, which is perfect for Halloween. But every year we do 3 shows for different ages. This season, we're also doing a musical called Frederick for kids as young as 4. And last year we did The Secret Garden, but we also did Stuart Little for the younger kids and a musical of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
That's so great that you picked that audience to perform for, because it invites children at a much younger age into the theater and to get involved and see productions right in front of them on the stage. Tell me a little bit about the experience that some of the children have shared with you.
The kids are so great. The best thing about doing shows for young people is that they are the most honest audience. So you get the reaction. No, but it's good. So you know that you're doing it right when they're laughing, they're having a great time. We do performances for school groups during the week that kids come on field trips, as well as our public performances. And on those field trips days, we do question and answer sessions afterwards. So the kids are engaged. They ask questions about the production. They want to learn about the lighting and the scenery and how things move. It's fabulous. The actors love hearing immediate responses from the kids.
You never know who's in your audience and what they're being influenced by, what's on stage, and if that changes their thoughts of, oh, I want to do that, and how they can get involved. So I love that you entertain a young audience and expose them to the arts very early.
And not only do we expose them to the arts, but I think part of our mission is to expose them to new ideas. So the arts are such a wonderful way to talk about things that you might not talk about in other ways. And so I'm always trying to find stories to share with them that might make them think a little differently than they would if they're just watching TV.
And then do you ever have experiences at your location where maybe they learn to do some writing or blocking or learn more about the theater, the back end of it, even though they may not be performers, but they might learn or be exposed to a little more theater? Is that ever something that goes on?
The theater itself, not Main Street Theater Company, but the Lewis Family Playhouse does have some after-school classes that are really tied to the community theater program there. And so we do have kids who come and learn about singing and dancing.
So tell me a little bit about the audition process. If it's a professional company, in essence, then there must be an audition process for you to choose your actors. Does that mean they're paid if it's professional?
Yes, absolutely. They're union artists, and so we have auditions for every show 3 times a year. We send out notices. The agents and the actors submit their pictures and resumes. I go through them, and we get hundreds of people submitting. It's not
really.
Yes. And so then we kind of narrow that down, and the directors, depending on if it's a musical or not, director, musical director, and I will sit for a couple of days and audition people. And then we have callbacks, and then they're chosen. So it's a long process, actually, and we're very lucky. We've been around now long enough that the artistic community in the Los Angeles area really loves working for us, and so we get a lot of wonderful, wonderful performers who come and share their art with the kids in the community.
Do some of the performers come from our Inland Empire region, or are they coming from the L.A. region?
I would say mostly from L.A. or Orange County. That's where most of the professional actors live, because that's kind of where the work is. So they all commute out to Rancho Cucamonga and do our shows.
So when you do a show, you do the audition, you cast your company, and then rehearsals. How long are rehearsals before you go on stage or go live with your audience?
Rehearsals are pretty fast. We rehearse for about 2 weeks, and that's it. We rehearse for 2 weeks in the rehearsal room. And then we have what we call technical rehearsals, where we rehearse for 12-hour days. And then the next day, we have an invited dress rehearsal. And then we start doing shows for kids in the morning. So it's very, very fast. They work 6-hour days, 6 days a week for 2 weeks.
Well, let's talk about your upcoming production that you're involved with. The official name is Oh Freedom, The Story of the Underground Railroad. Tell me about the show and what it's about.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. Most of our shows are based on children's literature, but this play is really just based on history. And it was written by a guy named Peter Manos, who teaches in Ohio at a university. He's a historian. And it's a documentary-style show about the Underground Railroad. So it takes history and it brings it to life. And we're really excited to be doing this for our older young people. So it's geared for fifth grade and up, 10 years old and up. And it really tells the story of a lot of different people in history who were involved in the Underground Railroad. And what's cool about it is that it's a hard subject to talk about slavery and what happened in the 1850s in our country. But what this play really does is it teaches, I hope, young people about resistance. It talks about a time in our history where people of different backgrounds and values came together to do something that was morally right, even though the law said that slavery was the right thing. And so I'm excited to be doing this play now for young people because they need to understand our history. And it always, of course, when you see history live on stage, it makes you think about today. And I hope it will make them think about that.
I'm speaking with Marie Heppner, who is the producer of Main Street Theater Company, and their upcoming production will be Oh Freedom, the story of the Underground Railroad. Have you done something like this? Was it a book and it's already been written into a play form, or did you guys do that yourself and make it into the play form? How was that process?
We did not turn this into a play. This play is published by a company called Dramatic Publishing. We are doing the first professional production of it. It's been done in mostly the South, touring to schools, you know, very simply. It's a cast of four actors who sing. We're putting it up on the Lewis Family Playhouse stage, which is a big 40-foot proscenium, 550-seat theater. So we're actually doing the first professional production of it, but it's been around for about a year, and it's done really well with junior high groups, mostly in touring to various schools.
You mentioned that much of your performances are geared for a younger audience, and you listed them like Stuart Little and some of the others. How do you go about choosing what you're going to do? You indicated that you do about three a year. So do you have your lineup for the next 5 years? How do the ideas come to you?
It's a very interesting process. I do it in a lot of different ways. So I read a lot of plays all the time. I'm always reading plays that other companies have done. Because we are owned and operated by a city, our budget is actually not big enough to allow us to commission our own work. So we always have to do plays that are already written, or at least that the playwrights might want to do again. And I look at two things: good messages. So we're doing positive role models for children, books that people might know and want to know more. So some titles maybe that are not necessarily popular, but are well known to teachers especially. And then I try to pick three plays that are geared for different ages. So we want to make sure that, you know, 3 to 5 year olds have something for them, and then the older kids have something for them as well.
And typically your runs last for how long? Weekends? When are your performances?
Right. We do 9 performances a week. So 6 of those performances are during the week in the mornings for school groups, for field trips. And then 3 of the performances are on the weekends for family audiences.
Murray, thank you so much. Oh Freedom is coming to the Lewis Family Playhouse. It's located in Victoria Gardens. It'll run January 27th through February 11th. If our listeners would like more information or to get tickets, where do they go?
They can go to lewisfamilyplayhouse.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Murray Heppner with the Main Street Theater Company at the Lewis Family Playhouse in Rancho Cucamonga, presenting Oh Freedom. As February is Black History Month, KVCR intern Ezekiel Ramirez Olvera shares this community activity.
In celebration of Black History Month, on Wednesday, February 7th, the Feldheim Central Library will present Sunshine Drum Circle Stories, featuring Ina Buckner Barnett, the Sunshine Storyteller, and Chaz, the Great Percussionist, at 10:30 a.m. in the Bing Wong Auditorium. Sing, drum, and flap your wings as they travel on a global storytelling adventure. Ina Buckner Barnett fills the show with an exciting and humorous mix of participatory folktales, movement activities, songs, poetry, and personal stories. Chaz's performance reflects 40 years of achievements in African music and dance, Latin percussion, martial arts, stand-up comedy, and acting. He combines keen empathetic listening with awesome technical showmanship. The program is open to the public. More information at www.sbpl.org.
Thanks to all who helped to make the show possible, including David Fleming, Sean Houlihan, Sharina Wad, Roger Ashheim, intern Ezekiel Ramirez Olvera, and executive producer Rick Dulock. Special thanks to Ethan Bortnick for our theme music. And thanks to you for listening. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now.
Support for Lifestyles on KVCR comes from Dr. Ingrid Trinkle in Redlands, providing medical and cosmetic dermatology, including PicoA laser treatments for tattoo removal. Information and a list of services online at clearmyinc.com.